This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, First Republic is a medium-sized bank, but let's turn to the big banks and the fight against climate change. The big dogs reported banner profits January to March, a period that includes many depositors moving money out of the smaller banks into bigger ones, as I said. Is there a chance these higher profits might encourage banks to make good on climate promises? As two recent studies show, the biggest banks are still not doing enough to meet the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement. Ali Budner reports.
Banks themselves don't emit exorbitant amounts of greenhouse gas, but they play a big role in financing industries that do, like fossil fuel companies. And banks are under pressure to set climate goals. A new report from the nonprofit Ceres looks at the largest U.S. banks and how they plan to help reduce emissions from oil and gas by 2030. Co-author Blair Bateson says the biggest banks have work to do.
None of the six banks' targets for 2030 put us on the pathway for this global goal that we need to achieve.
The goal is preventing more than 1.5 degrees Celsius of warming. Bateson says banks aren't necessarily on the wrong path.
Just that they need to go further and faster.
Since the Paris Agreement was into effect in 2016, banks have poured $5.5 trillion into fossil fuel companies.
Shauna Foster is with the nonprofit Rainforest Action Network, which collaborated on a recent annual study looking at the world's 60 leading banks and their relationships with over 2,000 fossil fuel companies.
Banks at first were like, well, we have nothing to do with this. We're just neutral servicers of the economy. And, you know, whatever the market wants, that's what we finance.
But now she says bank leaders are responding to pressure from shareholders and customers, even if they're slow to make meaningful change. Galena Hale is an economics professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz. She says that for the bigger banks reporting strong profits right now,
it might be easier for their boards to approve changes towards more sustainability.
But Hale says banks really shouldn't need soaring profits to act on climate goals if they see those actions not as a sacrifice, but rather as a bulwark against future loss. She says if banks overinvest in fossil fuels,
then they're going to suffer consequences in terms of profitability later on.
Some banks, like Citi, say their 2050 emissions reduction targets for their most carbon-intensive sectors do align with the 1.5-degree climate scenario. Val Smith is Citi's chief sustainability officer.
So far, we have developed targets for our energy portfolio, power, automotive manufacturing, commercial real estate, steel, and thermal coal mining.
Smith says the pressure for that has come from investors, their own employees, and even some fossil fuel companies who want to green their portfolios for their own bottom line. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.